Psalm 140. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man, which imagine mischiefs in their heart. Continually are they gathered together for war. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adder's poison is under their lips. Selah. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent man, who have purposed to overthrow my goings. The proud have hit a snare for me, and cords. They have spread a net by the wayside. They have set gins for me. Selah. I said unto the Lord, Thou art my God. Hear the voice of my supplications, O Lord. O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, Thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Further not his wicked device, lest they exalt themselves. Selah. As for the head of those that compass me about, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, that they rise not up again. Let not an evil speaker be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. The evil man. To live life on earth, ignorant of the reality that there are men who have given themselves over fully to do evil and mischief, is to live in delusion and open yourself up to getting trapped. No, we must know and understand that there are men who are wicked, continually gathered together for war. They despise the righteous and seek continually to destroy them. They are proud and violent towards any that would oppose them. They seek to exalt themselves and rule by violence and force. They lay snares and gins to trap the Lord's people, and the poison of adders is under their lips. They are of their father the devil, the old serpent, and the lusts of their father they will do. They are usurpers and rebels, and seek to establish themselves by their own wickedness. But they shall not prevail. Men like Nimrod and Pharaoh, Abimelech and Absalom, Sennacherib and Haman, Sanballat and Tobiah, Herod and Nero, Boniface and Benedict, Genghis and Tamerlane, Vlad and Ivan, Mary and Henry, Lenin and Stalin, Hitler and Himmler, Zedong and Pol Pot, Khomeini and Hussein, Escobar, Bokassa, Mugabe, and Amin. Liars, rebels, usurpers, haters of righteousness, lovers of their own selves, murderers, whoremongers, rapists, and pillagers. These men are real, and they live to destroy others. And all through the scriptures, we are warned of these men to avoid them, to not follow them, to warn others of them, and to trust God to deliver us from them. Just like David cried, Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man, which imagine mischiefs in their heart. Continually are they gathered together for war. The Lord allows them to flourish for a season, for He gives them an hour to have their way, for their power is the power of darkness, and that is their hour. And we know that the day will come when the greatest evil man, the most violent that ever this earth shall see, shall rise to rule over the entire earth with the power and seat and authority of Satan himself. And he shall be given dominion for 42 months, for he is the beast of Revelation, the Antichrist himself, that opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. For he shall seek to exalt himself to heaven and destroy the saints of God. But he and his entire kingdom shall be thrust down to hell. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, that they rise not up again. For the Lord shall bring the devices of the wicked upon himself, and he shall defend and protect his people. O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. Even if they destroy our body, the Lord shall preserve our soul. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Further not his wicked device, lest they exalt themselves. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. But the wicked and all the nations that forget God shall be turned into hell. Everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Psalm 140.